We have another listener DM. And by the way, if you have anything you want to run by us, if you're having an issue at home and you're thinking, you know, instead of solving this with my friends and family, I want to ask two idiots on a podcast what they think, because people seem to like to do that. You can DM us. DM me at The Cooper Lawrence on Instagram, or you can go to Cooper and Anthony. We have a Twitter page and we have a Facebook page, wherever you feel comfortable. You can go ahead and DM us there. And that's so this woman, Jessica, DM'd me on my Instagram. Mm-hmm. And here's what she said. This is a good one. I think this is interesting. I'm dying to know what you think as a parent. Okay. Hey, guys. Great show. Already, I love her. I'm writing in for some advice. My husband and I recently had our first child, and we have a babysitter who is the daughter of a friend of our family.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, got that. She's 16. She's been babysitting for several of our friends, and she seemed like a great choice. They know her. We've met her before. Seemed perfect. Last weekend, we went out to dinner and left our newborn with her. When we returned, everything seemed great. Baby was fine. She was fine. My husband took her home. But when he returned, he looked horrified. He said he needed to show me something, and he had me watch a video.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we have a dash cam video in the car. He showed me a video of the babysitter full on hitting on him in the car on the way home. I was very proud of my husband for how he handled it. But after he politely refused her advances, she then threatened him and said, "I'm going to tell my parents that you came on to me. So unless you make out with me, I'm going to tell them that you hit on me on the way home. And I'm going to turn around and blame it on you."
Mm-hmm.
My husband said to her, "Listen, the entire thing is recorded. We have a dash cam." As soon as he showed her the dash cam and the whole thing being recorded, she burst into tears and begged him not to tell anybody. So I wonder what you guys think what we should do. I think we should tell her parents and everybody that we know who is working with her, who has her working as their babysitter. My husband says, just get a new babysitter, move on, because there's no good outcome from telling people. It's going to create tension with her mm-hmm. parents, with our friends, with us. He said, you know, just let it go, move on. She says, I don't care about any of that. I don't care about those people. I think people should know about this girl.
I think you need to send us the video first so we can see it. But if, I mean, what are the parents going to do? Ground her for hitting on a 40-year-old guy? No. I mean, just move on. Don't hire her again. I don't know why the guy even brought it up to his wife. You know?
Oh, so you think that he should have just handled it,
yeah,
let it go, and not shared it with his wife? Because what's the point? If his intention is to not do anything with the girl mm-hmm. and to let it go. No, but then he's going to tell the wife why he doesn't want to hire her again. So you can't just say, I don't want to hire her again, and give no reason.
I know, but she's not going to think rationally. She's going to, you know, think way through this, and it's not going to end up well. So just handle it. Look, we have a dash cam. I'm not going to tell anybody, but thank you. Have a nice day. Here's your $25.
No surprise, I side with the wife and not with the husband. I disagree with you, and here's why. It's not so much that she hit on the husband. I think it speaks to her character, and that she's impulsive, and that she doesn't think things through. I understand that 16, you don't fully get the consequences of everything you do. You're still super immature. Mm-hmm. But I didn't do anything that stupid at 16. I didn't get myself in a situation like that. Like, that really speaks volumes about, like, her impulsivity and her personality. That's the reason I would want to tell the other parents, because I wouldn't want somebody who's impulsive and who doesn't make good decisions and who's also 16 with my children. Like, I'd want to let the other parents know. I wouldn't tell her parents, because
mm-hmm.
who cares? That's their problem. But I would tell everybody who I know that she's babysitting for, heads up, this chick's not well. Like, she thought that it was okay to hit on my husband, even though the husband didn't give her any vibe. He mm-hmm. literally just drove her home. You know what I mean? It's not like they've had a thing, or he's a teacher in her school, so they have interaction on a regular basis. No, he's literally just the husband of some woman that hired her. So the fact that she would make a decision like that and not just hit on him, but then try to blackmail him.
Mm-hmm.
Not only you're not going to work for me again, you're not going to work for anybody we know.
If you tell the other parents, the husbands are just going to feel bad. She didn't hit on me. What's wrong with me?
That's not really the concern here.
I thought I'm better looking than John, but I guess I'm not. In the 16-year-old world, John's a much hotter guy than I am. So, yeah. And there's a movie called, what was that? Poison Ivy with Drew Barrymore.
Uh-huh.
That basically the same thing that happened, except right. Minus the dash cam. But if I think back to me at 16, and if there was a dash cam in my car, we would be talking from jail right now. I would still be in prison at this time.
Right. But you were with other 16-year-olds. You weren't hitting on the mother of a baby that you babysat for. Like, even that. Okay. So forget about the fact that she's hitting on a guy older. Mm-hmm. She's hitting on somebody who hired her. Do you know what I mean? So if you're 16, you're trying to make money, you don't want to screw that up. You don't want to screw up making money in any way, shape, or form. So don't hit on your boss. Like, don't then go get a job at, like I did at 16, the yogurt shop, and hit on your yogurt boss, you know, or your yogurt manager.
Did you?
No. Oh, no. Guy was hideous. Thank God.
Did he hit on you?
No. Okay. I was hideous, thank God.
You both were hideous.
We're both hideous. Nobody wanted anybody. And that's why I kept my job. That's why I had that job every single summer when I was in high school, because everybody was hideous and nobody wanted anybody.
Yeah, all your friends were coming and going. They were getting fired and hired, and not
that's
you.
Right.
You have to think three steps down the line. What is going to come out of this? How is this going to end? Is this going to ruin her life being 16? You do stupid things when you're 16. I think you just, you say, no, thank you. We have a dash cam. Sorry. Have a nice night.
Well, you're not calling the police. You're not ruining her life. You're just letting other parents know that the person they're hiring,
it's going to get back to her parents eventually.
But that's not my problem. Okay. I'm more concerned with the people who she's babysitting for, having this girl come into your home and hit on your husband or bring in a guy or just do something really untoward. You know what I mean? Like really uncool at your job. That's your job.
Mm-hmm.
You're at work. You're in the car. You're at work. Do you know what I mean? Like that's, and I feel bad for guys because I've heard guys say that they don't want to be alone with women or young women or certainly women that are in a work situation. I'm surprised that the husband didn't make sure, or the wife didn't drive her home, or the husband didn't have like a friend with him. I've heard that so many times from friends of mine that have like little kids. They're like, I never drive the babysitter home. I get her an Uber. Like they all say that. Not one guy I know that has little kids drives the babysitter home. Not one.
I, as a father and my two kids now, thank God, don't need babysitters anymore, but I never had a babysitter.
Really?
Never hired one.
So you just left the kids and went out?
Yeah, I duct taped them to the tree and said,
that'll hold them for a couple hours. Come on, let's go to Applebee's.
Have fun. No, it was always just my parents or her parents. We never had, if they couldn't watch the kids, we just didn't go out. So I never hired somebody. I think it's weird to bring a 16-year-old in to babysit for your child.
I babysat like crazy when I was 16 and 17. Yeah. I babysat for like everyone in the neighborhood.
Babies, though?
Well, not baby babies.
Yeah,
I didn't know.
A newborn, I would be really freaked out having a 16-year-old watch my newborn. You know, like a 5-year-old, I got no problem with that. But like a newborn, newborns freak me out anyway. You think they're made of porcelain. So I don't know if I would trust a 16-year-old.
Well, I guess because the neighborhood I grew up in, everyone knew each other. We all grew up together. Our parents grew up together. Our grandparents, like everybody knew everybody in my neighborhood. And one of the grandparents, she was everyone's, we called her the Zeta.
Mm-hmm.
So she was the Zeta. If you had a baby, like a little tiny baby, you called Zeta and Zeta came over and took care of your baby. But if you had a kid that was like 9, 10 years old, Zeta didn't want to be with a kid that could talk. So if the kid can talk, Zeta wasn't interested. So it was like me, my friend Annie, and this other girl, Lisa, across the street, like we were the ones who did the babysitting. Like if one of us wasn't available, we had like a little We were like the crew.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like if you called us first.
You were the group text back then.
Right. We were the group text back then. Right.
You get on the babysitter group text.
Right. If we were the babysitter's club, the original babysitter's club. Like, and it was funny because if you jumped over us, because we had seniority in the neighborhood, if you jumped over us and called this like one girl, Amanda, who was younger than us, it's like, excuse me. Hi. You got to knock at the door. Hi. Mm-hmm. We realized you might have made a mistake. We saw you called Amanda.
Yeah.
No, it's Lisa, Annie, or Cooper. Then Amanda. Like if Lisa can't do it and Annie can't do it and Cooper can't do it, then you call them. Obviously, you don't know this neighborhood and how we work around here. Mm-hmm. Like we were like a little gang.
Our next step is beating her up.
So, exactly.
So she doesn't even answer the phone no more. So when your phone rings, you don't answer it. It goes to the answering machine, and that's where it ends.
That's right. Yeah, we kidnap your kid next.